The Environmental Protection Agency is preparing to weaken parts of the Clean Air Act. That's according to an environmental organization that says it has access to leaked documents. The rules in question cover emissions from older power plants, refineries, and other factories, and the changes would allow them to avoid installing upgrades to their pollution control equipment. Power companies say the changes will actually help them improve the efficiency of plants. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
The rule in question deals with the amount of routine maintenance done at any given power plant. Older plants are exempt from some of the clean air requirements of modern new plants, but under the Clean Air Act, if they make modifications that go beyond routine maintenance, they can be forced to install expensive new pollution control systems, the kind new plants have. But now the Natural Resources Defense Council, having obtained what it says is a copy of the rule that will go into effect next week, says the White House will allow for massive upgrades to a plant without requiring upgraded anti-pollution devices. John Walk heads the NRDC's air program.
The Bush administration is on the verge of carving out the largest loopholes from the Clean Air Act in its history. This would represent a retreat from enforcement and air pollution controls of monumental proportions.
The EPA today has confirmed that the new rule will likely be signed by the acting EPA administrator next week. But an official there says the rule is still under review, so he would not discuss specifics. The NRDC says the rule will allow companies to replace up to 20% of a power plant and its components and still be allowed to function under the old rules. New York State Attorney General Elliot Spitzer says the new rule gives power companies far too much leeway.
Now, what that means is that every 5 years you can completely rebuild your plant under the exception of routine maintenance and forever avoid the obligation to install environmental controls. This, of course, would be directly contrary to what the Clean Air Act was designed to accomplish.
The EPA official this afternoon said that the new rule will not result in more pollution coming from old plants in the Northeast and Midwest. He said there are other broader provisions of the Clean Air Act that plants must adhere to regarding the amount of pollutants they can emit. The official added that this change will benefit the industry by making their operations more predictable. That's good news, says Scott Siegel, who heads the Electric Reliability Coordinating Council, which represents six large utilities.
That is extremely important because the brighter that line is between routine maintenance and modification, the more maintenance activities can proceed to the benefit of efficiency and reliability of the entire electrical system.
Siegel says that more efficient plants will actually be cleaner. And mentioning last week's power blackout, said that another plus will be that plant performance will be more predictable. Critics, though, promise a legal fight over the change, and they question the timing of the announcement coming in August when the president and the Congress are out of Washington and just weeks before the confirmation hearings of Utah Governor Mike Leavitt, who has been nominated by the president to become the new EPA administrator. In Utah, Leavitt's own air quality director has strongly opposed the new rule. Getting it signed before Leavitt takes over the EPA means he won't have to defend the decision. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.